We got to get to Biden and Psaki in just a second, but first, there are no MyPillows here, and it is a problem.
I'm sorry. So, I can't believe you. I think you should just start packing your own. Just bring it on the plane with you.
I should get the travel pillow, right? That's what everybody keeps saying. I should get the travel pillow, and then I have it in cases such as these,
right?
Which would be a lot better. And I wish I had it, because MyPillow pillows, there's nothing like it. Thank you, Sandra. She says, good morning. So happy to get to see you live. Have a great holiday. That's right. This is a long holiday weekend, you guys.
It is. So excited about that.
Yeah.
You guys need to tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you're doing. I know that I'm going to be sleeping a lot on my MyPillow.
And on your Giza Dream Sheets, which, by the way, 50% off right now if you use code
CHEX.
You can do that at MyPillow.com, or you can call their lovely customer service people at 1-800-875-0513. Use that code and they'll be like, oh yeah, we know them.
We know them. They've like renamed our technology. Crazy.
All right. I don't have, two monitors like I normally do. So I'm going to be the things that I'm going to be showing you today are going to be from my phone, but we have already done a test to make sure that the sound and the picture looks good. So it may be littler than usual, but you said it was fine, right?
Like, yeah, it was fine. Okay. Totally fine. I mean, I can see the pure suckage that is
the
demonstration. I mean, I experienced it fully. Now I get to experience again. I'm very excited about that. Yeah.
So, gosh, where do we start? Actually, first, we'll just start with a piece of news that is not video related. And that is that I just saw that the job number report came out for last month, and it is drastically worse than expected. So I think they were planning on adding 720,000 jobs, and it was only 230.
Wow.
It was like off by a gajillion.
Yeah. So what is this slogan? Is America's back?
Or build back better.
Build back better. But he keeps saying like, we're back. We're back. Really?
No. This is not a back anybody wants to be.
What we see is your back. Turn to us. That's what we see, old man. But no. We're not.
Oh my gosh. This new crowd is being very generous with the super stickers today.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Ben Hunter says, thank you for including us West Coasters for once. Can't believe I'm watching you live. Thank you, Ben. We also have Jennifer Trotter. Thank you very much. Connie, happy belated birthday, Daisy. Missed y'all last week. Love your morning shows. Y'all make my day. Love the laugh.
Thank you.
Machinated.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I'm going to be like Mocha, celebrate for the next month. We're going to Vegas here soon. So we got to like still celebrate. I know.
I cannot wait. Although the Trump hotel had a bomb threat yesterday. No big deal.
I know. She wrote me and sent me that article. And I'm like, should we stay someplace else? And then I'm like, no, we're not going to stay someplace else.
No.
Because basically, there are going to be, it's like, listen, evil people are everywhere. There are bad people everywhere. You're never going to escape it. Go live your lives and have fun. Right? We're going to do same.
Exactly. That is right. Can I have a moment of personal privilege to compliment someone? First of all, Lil Poet Boy, thank you so much. He said, this is what happens when I can catch you live. Stay classy, chicks. $50. Holy crap. You guys are too nice. So I'm at the airport in Indianapolis yesterday. I get there at like 6:15. I'm thinking, oh, yay, I'll go have dinner at Harry and Izzy's. It'll be great. I love that place. I'll chill, have myself a beverage. No, it's closed at 6:15.
Yeah, this is like all over at all the airports across the country. It's crazy now. Yeah.
Unacceptable. So then I was like, well, crap, because I did not eat dinner. I'm absolutely starving. And I remembered from my Charleston trip from a couple months ago that like I was with people who were Delta Club members, and they could get into the Sky Club lounge and they'd feed you and you could have all kinds of beverages in there. And I thought, well, I wonder if I can buy a day pass and just get dinner there. So I go to the lady at the counter and I said, hi, I'm not a Delta member. Can I just buy a day pass? And she was like, are you flying Delta? And I was like, no. And she was like, no. And I was like, all right. Well, I mean, it's fine. I was just hoping to, you know, just chill out a little bit. And she was like, are you one of the chicks And I said, yes. And she was like, oh my God, I love you guys. You can, of course, go right in. And she let me go in and have all the food and beverages that I
wanted.
Look
at you. You and your privilege, your chick privilege.
Her name was Teresa and I loved her. And she was like, can I get a picture with you? And I was like, of course.
Yes.
And so, and then on the way out, we gave each other a big hug. And I was like, is it okay if I say your name, like on the show tomorrow? Like, are you going to get in trouble? And she was like, no, no, no. You know, everybody, like everybody watches.
Watch you get fired. Watch you get fired today.
Don't get fired, Teresa. Oh my God. I would feel so bad.
Don't fire Teresa, you guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter Borough. Oh my God, everybody's being so nice with the stickers.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. And happy Labor Day weekend. That's so awesome that that happened to you.
Mom. It was a really nice way to start a trip. You know what I mean? That I was not looking forward to the travel part of it.
And I gotta tell you, just made traveling, all the difference. Traveling sucks now.
It really does.
It sucks. I hate going to the airport. I'm always grouchy. It's like, we did the same thing where we tried to get into like the Delta room. My husband used to be like one of those members.
Yeah.
That's 2020. Right. He's like the Delta Crown Room thing. Cause he traveled so much for work. Right. And you can't get in. Like you can't,
some of them, I guess you can, depending on where you are, like different airports do it different, I guess.
They're so weird about it now. Yeah. They're just so weird about letting you in. And it's just so stupid and elitist. And it's like, yeah, it's dumb. So,
but it was so amazing that like our marginal fame was helpful in that moment.
I haven't really experienced a whole, like, I mean, there's really not, I've been recognized in a grocery store or in a mall every once in a while.
And yeah.
That's it.
That's about the level of fame I like though. You know what I mean?
And it's usually when I look like complete crap and it's, and they usually just recognize my voice. They're like,
yeah,
voice. So like, it sounds like somebody that is one of the chicks. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And then they're probably, then they're usually like, wow, you look a lot different on the website. What the hell's wrong with you? You all right?
Yeah. All right. We should probably get to some news. So this first clip that you're going to see is Biden. I don't even know what question he's answering, you guys. I don't know, because I've been a little bit out of touch with the news for the past 20 hours or so. But he is trying to, and listen, I'm not putting it past people to forget the name of a song. I forget the names of songs all the time. But the fact that it's Joe Biden forgetting something again, when he already is sounding like just a complete bumbling idiot, it's just, you know, it's funny. Okay.
Yeah, of course. So, we have to laugh at it.
We got to laugh at it.
Right.
That's right. So you're going to hear him stumble his way through a story about his daughter's Jewish wedding. Okay. Here we go. And go.
There is hope for some religious collaboration down the road here. As Rabbi Beals will tell you, my daughter married a Jewish young man. And dream of every Catholic father that she married a Jewish doctor. But all kidding aside, he did. He's a great surgeon. And and we wanted to have a co-confessional wedding. And everybody said, what do you mean by that? The rabbi will tell you, I contacted a friend of mine in Delaware who's passed away. She was just an incredible woman. To find me a rabbi who'd come and preside in a Catholic church, the oldest Catholic church in the state that I belonged to, built in 1842. And we had a chuppah on the altar. And we had it was co-officiated. Now, some of you aren't going to like this, but it was co-officiated by a Catholic priest as well as a Jewish rabbi. And I'd only asked one thing. They asked me, I arranged it, and they only asked one thing. There's a psalm based, there's a hymn, my favorite hymn in the Catholic Church, based on a psalm. And it's a psalm that talks about life. And so I asked if that psalm, that hymn in the Catholic Church, and it says, may he lift you up on eagle's wings and bear you on the breath of dawn and let the light shine upon you, etc. and hold you in the palm of his hand. And they played, and my mind's going blank now. What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair, everybody, you know, what I can't remember it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the song that was played.
Naturally. His mind is going blank, you guys. It's going blank. He can't remember it naturally.
Which is so unusual for him, right?
It's unusual. Very, very unusual. Plus, I think it's apropos that he's talking about a passage that discusses life, right? Because in light of everything that's going on, he's such a devout Catholic, like Nancy Pelosi. He's so devout, you guys.
Well, and that is a perfect segue to this clip of Jen Psaki being asked about Joe Biden's position on abortion, right? Because how do you square that? How do you square being willing to kill all the babies and also being Catholic? Right. So she was asked about that. And her answer is making a lot of news.
Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
Well, he believes that it's a woman's right. It's a woman's body and it's her choice.
Who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant. But for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Yeah. So basically she pulls the, you're just an ass man is what you are. You don't get opinions because you're just a jerk guy. And so,
but I have been reliably informed that men can get pregnant. So how does she know that he's never been pregnant?
Great point. It's a great point. And I wish somebody would have followed up with that question. Like somebody, this is why they need more conservatives in that room, because somebody would have been like, wait, ooh, Horseshack. Oh, wait a second. But you guys said, so it's not only that, but like, what does that have to do with him being Catholic and it being anti-Catholic for him?
You
to
mean she didn't answer the question?
She didn't
answer. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's precisely what I'm suggesting. It's like Orange Lady did not answer the question. She didn't answer it.
And Orange like, Lady.
And is it just me? I was talking to our friend Patty yesterday and I was like, is it just me or is her hair getting oranger? It probably is just me.
She just recently did it. It was like within the last week or two that there was a day that it looked markedly fire.
I was like, is it just my eyes? Because it could be my eyes. Because I mean, I'm 50 now. So maybe it's just my eyes. But it looks so unpleasantly orange. Right? I mean, I was just like, why is it so orange? I mean,
why does it have to be so angry? Right?
It is. It's like the heat. It's like heat miser orange. Remember the heat miser in the Claymation series? Remember the heat miser? That's what she reminds me of. It's just not, I don't know. I know that, listen, we're not trying to be catty here, but it is chicks on the right. And that's what we do. It's why we're not invited to anything, you guys. Answer the question. And it drives me crazy. He's about as Catholic as Nancy Pelosi is Catholic. And all these Catholics that I see out there who are like, oh, he's such a devout Catholic. So devout. So great. No, you're full of crap. You're full of crap.
Well, speaking of faith and Jewish, and because that's what he was trying to talk about, is what's that song that on the chairs?
And it's every Catholic dad's dream for his daughter to marry a Jewish doctor.
And then, like, nobody laughed, and he was like, all kidding aside.
Yeah, you go ahead and put it right aside there. You go ahead and just shove it right to the side, because nobody thinks you're funny. In fact, we're all freaking out. We're terrified. Nobody thinks it's funny.
Oh my God. So remember the massacre at the Tree of Life synagogue?
Yes.
He apparently wants us all to know that he went to that synagogue after that massacre. Here is what he said.
Going to the Tree of Life synagogue. It was, I remember spending time at the Tree of Life synagogues.
So he said, you know, in between all the us and the he said he went to the Tree of Life synagogue.
Right.
Except the executive director of said synagogue is like, no, he didn't. He's never been here.
Oh my, what? oh my God, he's such a liar.
Why do you, why make up something like that?
Why would you? I mean, it's, and then you start wondering, is he making it up, or does he really think in his brain that he went there? And that's even more terrifying.
I think you're right. I think he makes up these stories and tells them so often that he ends up believing them.
He believes it. Like, he believes that he was actually there.
Yeah.
And that should frighten everybody, because he's running the country. You got, well, sort of. He's running the country. God. I mean, it's like every once in a while he'll get on the podium, and more than often he'll get on the podium and say, I'm allowed to do this and I'm not allowed to do that. So I'd like to know actually who is running the country. But for the most part, he is the figurehead running the country, and he's making crap up.
And for no reason. Like, that's not, and this is what he's done since the time he was alive, right? How many instances of these stories do we have to hear about before, like, there's some actual concern on the left that maybe they're working with someone who isn't 100% right?
Right, exactly. Corn pop.
Exactly, right.
Where?
I do also have a clip. I know you love Kennedy.
Oh, and I did. Yeah.
Yeah. So Kennedy had on, I think her, the chick that's wearing the mask in this panel is Jessica Tarlov, who, I got to tell you, I know I'm being catty again, but Jessica Tarlov's voice makes me want to stab toothpicks into my ears. Like, it's so fryish and full of fry that it's unbearable to me. Now, the good news about this clip is that she doesn't talk in it. She just looks annoyed.
Okay, but with the mask on, like, so she's like looking annoyed just with, like, from here up. She's annoyed. Oh,
you can see it because she's super lib.
That's a true accomplishment to do.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But it's Guy Benson who is on with Kennedy, and so Kennedy says something about, like, you know, how has Biden handled this whole Afghanistan withdrawal thing, and he is hilarious.
Yeah, she's got some good people on her show. Oh, like, some freaking funny people. Yeah.
And you're gonna love her reaction. And then just Jessica Tarlov is like the entire time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Make sure I got the sound. All right, here we go.
Guy, the first topic is Afghanistan and your question. We know President Biden planned for every contingency in Afghanistan. So tell us just how good of a job did President Biden do on the Afghan withdrawal?
Well, it's, as usual, a grotesque disservice for you to invite me on this show, and always a great displeasure to be here, although I hate you slightly less than your guest host. Let me say this. Here on your show, I want people to understand, I'm throwing a ticker tape parade for one person, Joseph R. Biden, our president. And just to channel him for just a moment and his heroic achievement in Afghanistan, look, here's the deal. Number one, I'm going to shout. Number one, this is an extraordinary success. Okay, number two, I'm going to whisper. I'm going to whisper the same thing. It was an extraordinary success. Well, now, number B, I think President Biden deserves a Nobel Peace Prize even more than Barack Obama did for his honesty, for his competence, and this whole thing about, oh, there are Americans left behind. No, there's not. That's exactly what QAnon would say, that there's some Americans left behind. And if they are left behind, guess what? Freaks. They stayed there. Okay? They made a decision against our president's wishes and his warnings to stay there. So quit whining, okay?
Yeah.
DWI, deal with it. Deal with it. And if there were any Americans left, which I doubt, who want to come home, you know whose fault that is? We know. Drumpf. And this is the thing. This is the most successful evacuation and withdrawal in the history of humanity.
Yeah.
I know it's true because Matthew Dowd tweeted it and Jennifer Rubin retweeted it. And they're both conservative. So deal with that, Jessica.
That's right.
Yeah, Jessica. What are we drinking?
Success.
Isn't that the best thing ever?
Oh my God, it's the best ever. Like, seriously, it's the best show on Fox. Best show on
Fox. Oh my God.
Down. I swear to God, it's the greatest. So, why does she have to wear a mask on the show? What is that?
I don't. That's so her. It's just such a her thing to do.
Why does she do that? I mean, she's like, you guys. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me. What is that? I don't understand. Like, is that she? So she's making a statement by having the mask on? Is that what she was doing?
She's being, you know, she is signaling all the virtue.
Is it like, was she in a place with a bunch of other people, or she thinks she's?
I guess she was in a studio. Maybe.
Like, is she gonna infect herself? I'm just confused as to what was happening in that. Like, what was she doing?
I don't know.
Oh my god, these people are such virtue signaling weirdos.
Oh my god. Did I say thank you to Julie? Did I just do that and forget?
Yeah, I think you should just do it again.
Thank you, Julie. She said, check out Candace Owens being refused a COVID test because the clinic disagreed with her politics. Did you see that?
I saw that. And it's like, okay. So she's like, wait, I thought we were all supposed to be safe. Like,
you
what?
Told me that I have to get this test in order to fly. I'm trying to get it.
Then you're going to deny me? Like, what? And then you tell me that this is not all about politics. This is where everybody should just put their middle fingers up and tell all these people to go pound sand, you know, because it's all theater. You guys, it's all theater. Rand Paul was right. It's dumb at this point. It's like, and when they find out like what, you know, political affiliation you are, they're going to punish you. Mm. What is that? This is
America. She's pushing back. Cause I guess she found out that clinic, the lady that runs that clinic, she gets state and federal funding. So it's actually kind of illegal for her to do what she did.
Good.
So Candace is pushing it, and I'm so glad, because what a ridiculous bunch of crap that was.
God, unbelievable. These people are so brazen, and they feel emboldened by, you know, like folks in this administration and all these celebrities who are making them feel emboldened by this garbage. It's completely and totally un-American. Fight back, y'all. Fight back.
Let's talk about skincare for a second, shall we?
Yeah, because we can't get wrinkles through this.
We still got to make sure that we're not frowning so hard that counterbalancing the wonderful effects of Genucel products. Genucel is a part of Chamonix, which is the parent brand of the plant stem cell technology that makes Genucel packages so awesome. And they're still offering you guys 50% or more off of their packages, their pre-put together, pre-curated packages. If you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, 50% or more. And there's a few different packages. I use the spa package, but the most popular product one is a huge hit. Hence the name, most popular products. Yeah. But 50% or more off any of the packages that are at that specific site, lovegenucel.com/chicks. Make sure to check them out. Because
all about the XV cream, you guys. All about it.
I have some talks.
Yay.
The first one is highly, highly inappropriate. Hide your kids.
Hide them.
Hide your wife.
Hide all your kids and your wives and your dogs.
But sometimes, you know how like sometimes it feels extra good to like say the F-bomb, and I don't know why. It just, there's like times where like you just say it and whatever, you don't get like that joy.
Right.
And then other times you hear someone say it and it's just so good the way they say it.
Yeah. It's like, and when you stub your toe, I mean, that's like
the
thing that makes you feel a little bit better in the moment. Yeah. I get it.
That's this woman, and she is furious.
Okay.
I love her.
Hide them.
Fucking lost your motherfucking mind. And gonna ask me why you mad for? Because fuck you. That's why. Because fuck you. Don't ask me why I'm mad. Ask yourself why I'm not happy.
Why do I love her so much?
Ask yourself why I'm not happy. Ask yourself that.
That's what I'm going to say to my husband forevermore.
Right.
Like if he says, why are you mad? I'll be like, ask yourself why I'm not happy.
Why am I not happy right now? Shouldn't you be asking yourself that question?
I love that so much.
Till death do us part.
I don't know why she made me. She was so funny with the lip gloss, the whole thing. I just love it. All right. There is a precious child, a precious angel child, who is having some trouble pronouncing a word. Okay.
Oh my God. Is she going to say the F word too?
No.
Okay.
Happiness?
Happy penis.
No, happiness.
Happy penis.
What? Happiness?
Happy penis.
No, happiness.
Happy penis.
This is like the greatest thing. I love it when they're that age and they can't pronounce words, and then you videotape it so you can show it to them when they're 18 and embarrass the crap out of them. It's the greatest.
Oh my God. I love that kid so much.
I swear, I love her too. It's like when my daughter couldn't say frog and she said the F word like 100 times in a row. We're like, say it again, honey. Say it. Here's a frog. Say it again. And we have it on video and she's kept saying the F word over and over and over again. We're like, no, it's super cute. Say it again. That's what you do as a parent. It's so bad. It's so bad, but it's so hilarious.
So, so good.
So great. Okay.
All right.
We need to not forget to bring it in.
Oh my God. That's right.
Because we forgot yesterday. Was it? No, 2 days ago to bring it in.
And we ruined Bradley's entire day.
Bradley is, he's in therapy now because we forgot to bring it in. So he's seeing somebody about that. So everybody bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Hello. Bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Oh, big squeeze. Everybody had like the greatest Labor Day weekend. Tell us what you're doing in the comments.
And we'll be back on Tuesday at the normal time.
Tuesday. Yes.
But so I will also be tired again. Yes. Because I'll have just landed like 4 hours before that.
So everybody, we have Monday off, but Tuesday we will be back. And everybody enjoy your weekend. Have a fabulous, safe, wonderful weekend. And we will talk to you then.
And thank you so much to everybody for all those super stickers. That was unnecessary God. And nice.
So appreciative. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Biden declares the Afghanistan debacle an extraordinary success while constantly lying about the facts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and share some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.